From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. China said it was forced to take a necessary counterattack and respond in kind to the United States Friday after Washington placed tariffs on 800 Chinese import products valued at $34 billion. China applied retaliatory tariffs on 545 U.S. items, also worth $34 billion. As Lisa Schlein reports, the head of the World Trade Organization is cautioning against nations entering into retaliatory trade wars.
The Geneva-based WTO will not comment on specific actions, but the organization's Director General, Roberto Azevedo, has sent out a series of tweets warning nations against giving in to protectionist impulses. His spokesman, Dan Prusin, says Azevedo fears the deterioration in trade relations may be worse than previously anticipated and is likely to have very serious consequences.
Markets are getting jittery. Some prices are rising. With further escalation, the effects would only grow in magnitude, hitting jobs and growth in the countries involved and sending economic shockwaves around the world.
WTO Chief Azevedo is urging all parties to sit down and discuss ways of tackling the issues at the root of the growing trade tensions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Also Friday, Russia announced it was introducing extra duties on U.S. goods in retaliation for U.S. levies on steel. U.S. employers kept up a brisk hiring pace in June by adding 213,000 jobs in a sign of confidence despite the start of a trade war with China. The Labor Department said Friday the unemployment rate rose to 4.0% from 3.8% as more job seekers entered the market. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thai officials trying to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a flooded cave say they are concerned the weather could thwart their efforts. Heavy rains are forecast for the area. The provincial governor, Narongsak Osotanagorn, said early Saturday that officials are still trying to figure out the best plan of action.
We try to set a plan that the best plan, if we can bring them out, and the risk is minimum, maybe we try, because we afraid of the weather.
Also Friday, a Thai Navy SEAL diver died when he ran out of oxygen in a flooded cave passage. The boys and their coach have been trapped in the cave since June 23rd. The search for survivors or for bodies will continue off the coast of Thailand on Saturday as the death toll from the sinking of a tourist boat off Phuket Island rose to at least 33. The head of the Phuket Provincial Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Office said the search for the missing had been suspended until Saturday morning. The boat was carrying 105 people, including 93 tourists, 11 crew, and one tour guide, when it capsized in rough seas late Thursday off Thailand's southern coast. The EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, met with Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, Friday, ahead of talks on Iran's nuclear deal. Diplomats from Iran and five world powers are meeting in Vienna to discuss how to preserve the nuclear deal with Tehran following the withdrawal of the United States. Mogherini outlined some of the objectives the five world powers have set for Iran in order to help it stay in the landmark nuclear agreement.
The bringing together of private and public sector experts, including through the promotion of business councils, the practical support for trade with and investment in Iran, the protection of companies from the extraterritorial effects of U.S. sanctions.
President Donald Trump reneged in May on the deal negotiated by his predecessor, saying it wasn't strong enough and did not cover issues of concern to the U.S. and its allies. Vice President Mike Pence, meanwhile, defended federal immigration authorities charged with detaining and deporting migrants entering the country illegally. In a speech at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement headquarters, Pence lashed out at leading Democratic politicians who have called for abolishing the agency. Pence made his comments as ICE and the Trump administration are being scrutinized for separating migrant children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.